రేడియో సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. Thank you. Sai Ram, dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
శ్రోతలకు సాయిరామ్. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరామ్. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
శ్రోతలకు సాయిరామ్. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Sairam, dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరామ్. మరికొద్ది సేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. శ్రోతలకు సాయిరామ్. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. Sai Ram, dear listeners. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
listeners. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
धनुः ಯಾಸ್ಮಾನ್ ವಿಶ್ವತಸ್ವಮ ಯಕ್ಷ್ಮಯಾ ಪರಿಭುಜ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಅಸ್ವಾಯುಧಾಯ ನಾತತಾಯ ಧೃಷ್ಣವೇ ಉಭಾಭ್ಯಾಮುತತೆ ನಮೋ ಬಾಹುಭ್ಯಾಂ ತವ ಧನ್ವನೆ ಪರಿತೇ ಧನ್ವನೋ ಹೇತಿರಸ್ಮಾನ್ ವೃಣಕ್ತು ವಿಶ್ವತಃ ಅಥೋಯ ಇಷುಧಿಸ್ತವಾರೆ ಅಸ್ಮನ್ನಿಧೇಹಿತಂ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಅಸ್ತು ಭಗವನ್ ವಿಶ್ವೇಶ್ವರಾಯ ಮಹಾದೇವಾಯ ತ್ರಯಂಬಕಾಯ ತ್ರಿಪುರಾಂತಕಾಯ ತ್ರಿಕಾಗ್ನಿಕಾಲಾಯ ಕಾಲಾಗ್ನಿರುದ್ರಾಯ ನೀಲಕಂಠಾಯ ಮೃತ್ಯುಂಜಯಾಯ ಸರ್ವೇಶ್ವರಾಯ ಸದಾಶಿವಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ಮಹಾದೇವಾಯ ನಮಃ ನಮೋ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಬಾಹವೇ ಸೇನಾನ್ಯೇ ದಿಶಾಂಚ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ವೃಕ್ಷೇಭ್ಯೋ ಹರಿಕೇಶೇಭ್ಯ ಪಶೂನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಸಸ್ಪಿಂಜರಾಯ ತ್ವಿಷೀಮತೇ ಪಥೀನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಬಭ್ಲುಷಾಯ ವಿವ್ಯಾಧಿನೇ ನಾನಾ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಹರಿಕೇಶಾಯೋಪವೀತಿನೇ ಪುಷ್ಟಾನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಭವಸ್ಯ ಹೇತ್ಯೈ ಜಗತಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ರುದ್ರಾಯ ತಥಾ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಾಣಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಸೂತಾಯ ಹಂದ್ಯಾಯ ವನಾನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ರೋಹಿತಾಯ ಸ್ಥಪತಯೇ ವಕ್ಷಾಣಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಮಂತ್ರಿಣೇ ವಾಣಿಜಾಯ ಕಕ್ಷಾಣಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಭುವಂತಯೇ ವಾರಿವಸ್ಕೃತಾಯೌಷಧೀನಾ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಉಚ್ಚೈರ್ಘೋಷಾಯ ಕ್ರಂದಯತೆ ಪತ್ತೀನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಕೃಷ್ಣವೀತಾಯ ಧಾವತೆ ಸತ್ವನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ನಮಃ ಸಹಮಾನಾಯ ನಿವ್ಯಾಧಿನ ಆವ್ಯಾಧಿನೀನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಕಕುಭಾಯ ನಿಷಂಗಿಣೇ ಸ್ತೇನಾನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ನಿಷಂಗಿಣ ಇಷುಧಿಮದೇ ತಸ್ಕರಾಣಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ವಂಚತೆ ಪರಿವಂಚತೆ ಸ್ತಾಯೂನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ನಿಚೇರವೇ ಪರಿಚರಾಯಾರಣ್ಯಾನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಸೃಕಾವಿಭ್ಯೋ ಜಿಘಾಗುಂ ಸದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ಮುಷ್ಣತಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಸಿಮದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ನಕ್ತಂ ಚರಭ್ಯ ಪ್ರಕೃಂತಾನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಉಷ್ಣೀಷಿಣೇ ಗಿರಿಚರಾಯ ಕುಲುಂಜಾನಾಂ ಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಇಷುಮದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ಧನ್ವಾವಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಆದನ್ವಾನೇಭ್ಯ ಪ್ರತಿದಧಾನೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಆಯಚ್ಛದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ವಿಸೃಜದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋಸ್ಯದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ವಿದ್ಯದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಾಸೀನೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಯಾನೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಸ್ವಪದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ಜಾಗ್ರದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತಿಷ್ಠದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ಧಾವದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮ ಸಭಾಭ್ಯಃ ಸಭಾಪತಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಅಶ್ವೇಭ್ಯೋ ಅಶ್ವಪತಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ವೋ ನಮಃ ನಮ ಆವ್ಯಾಧಿನೀಭ್ಯೋ ವಿವಿಧ್ಯಂತೀಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ భో నమో నమ ఉగణాభ్యస్తృగం హతీభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమో గృత్సేభ్యో గృత్సపతిభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమో వ్రాతేభ్యో వ్రాతపతిభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమో గణేభ్యో గణపతిభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమో విరూపేభ్యో విశ్వరూపేభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమో మహద్భ్యః క్షుల్లకేభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమో రథిభ్యో రథేభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమో రథేభ్యో రథపతిభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమః సేనాభ్యసేనానిభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమః శత్రుభ్యః సంగృహీతృభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమస్తక్షభ్యో రథకారేభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమః కులారేభ్య కర్మారేభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమః పుంజిష్టేభ్యో నిషాదేభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమ ఇషుకృద్భ్యో ధన్వకృద్భ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమో మృగయుభ్యశ్వనిభ్యశ్చ భో నమో నమః శ్వభ్యశ్వపతిభ్యశ్చ భో నమః నమో భవాయ చ రుద్రాయ చ నమః శర్వాయ చ పశుపతయే చ నమో నీలగ్రీవాయ చ శితికంఠాయ చ నమః కపర్దినే చ వ్యుక్తకేశాయ చ నమః సహస్రాక్షాయ చ శతధన్వనే చ నమో గిరిశాయ చ శిపివిష్టాయ చ నమో మీహుష్టమాయ చేషుమతే చ నమో హ్రస్వాయ చ వామనాయ చ నమో బృహతే చ వర్షీయతే చ నమో వృద్ధాయ చ సంవృద్ధనే చ నమో అగ్రియాయ చ ప్రథమాయ చ నమః ఆశవే చాధిరాయ చ నమః శీఘ్రియాయ చ శీభ్యాయ చ నమః ఊర్మ్యాయ చావస్వన్యాయ చ నమః శ్రోతస్యాయ చ ద్వీప్యాయ చ నమో జ్యేష్ఠాయ చ కనిష్ఠాయ చ నమః పూర్వజాయ చాపరజాయ చ నమో మధ్యమాయ చాపగల్భాయ చ నమో జఘన్యాయ చ బుధ్నియాయ చ నమః సోభ్యాయ చ ప్రతిసర్యాయ చ నమో యామ్యాయ చ క్షేమ్యాయ చ నమః ఉర్వర్యాయ చ ఖల్యాయ చ నమః శ్లోక్యాయ చావసాన్యాయ చ నమో వన్యాయ చ కక్ష్యాయ చ నమః శవాయ చ ప్రతిశవాయ చ నమః ఆశుషేణాయ చాశురథాయ చ నమః శూరాయ చావభిందతే చ నమో వర్మిణే చ వరూధినే చ నమో విల్మినే చ కవచినే చ నమః శ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతధేయాయ చ నమో దుందుభ్యాయ చ అనన్యాయ చ నమో ధిష్ణవే చ ప్రవృషాయ చ నమో దూతాయ చ ప్రహితాయ చ నమో నిషంగిణే చేషుధిమతే చ నమః తీక్ష్ణే చ వేచాయుధినే చ నమః స్వాయుధాయ చ సుధన్వనే చ నమః శ్రుత్యాయ చ పథ్యాయ చ నమః కాట్యాయ చ నీప్యాయ చ నమః సూద్యాయ చ సరస్యాయ చ నమో నాద్యాయ చ వైషంతాయ చ నమః కూప్యాయ చ వట్యాయ చ నమో వర్ష్యాయ చ వర్ష్యాయ చ నమో మేఘ్యాయ చ విద్యుత్యాయ చ నమః ఈధ్రియాయ చ తప్యాయ చ నమో వాత్యాయ చ రేష్మియాయ చ నమో వాస్తవ్యాయ చ వాసుపాయ చ ఓం హర 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 ఓం నమః సోమాయ చ రుద్రాయ చ నమః సామ్రాయ చారుణాయ చ నమః శంగాయ చ పశుపతయే చ నమః ఉగ్రాయ చ భీమాయ చ నమో అగ్రే బధాయ చ దూరే బధాయ చ నమో హంతే చ హనీయసే చ నమో వృక్షేభ్యో హరికేశేభ్యో నమస్తారాయ నమః శంభవే చ మయో భవే చ నమః శంకరాయ చ మయస్కరాయ చ నమః శివాయ చ శివతరాయ చ నమస్తీర్థ్యాయ చ కూల్యాయ చ నమః పార్యాయ చ వార్యాయ చ నమః ప్రతరణాయ చోత్తరణాయ చ నమః ఆదార్యాయ చ లాద్యాయ చ నమః షష్ట్యాయ చ ఫేన్యాయ చ నమః సికత్యాయ చ ప్రవాహ్యాయ చ నమ ఇరణ్యాయ చ ప్రపథ్యాయ చ నమః కిగుంశిలాయ చ క్షయణాయ చ నమః కపర్దినే చ పులస్తయే చ నమో గోష్ఠ్యాయ చ గృహ్యాయ చ నమస్తల్ప్యాయ చ గేహ్యాయ చ నమః కాఠ్యాయ చ గహ్వరేష్ఠాయ చ నమో హృదయ్యాయ చ నివేష్ప్యాయ చ నమః పాగుం సవ్యాయ చ రజస్యాయ చ నమః శుష్క్యాయ చ హరిత్యాయ చ నమో లోప్యాయ చోలప్యాయ చ నమః ఓర్వ్యాయ చ సూర్మ్యాయ చ నమః పర్ణ్యాయ చ పర్ణశద్యాయ చ నమో పగురమాణాయ చాభిఘ్నతే చ నమః ఆఖిరతే చ ప్రఖిరతే చ నమో వహకిరికేభ్యో దేవానాగుం హృదయేభ్యో నమో విక్షీణకేభ్యో నమో విచిన్వత్కేభ్యో నమ ఆనిర్హతేభ్యో నమ ఆమీభత్కేభ్యః ద్రాపే అంధసస్పతే దరిద్రన్నీలలోహిత ఏషాం పురుషాణామేషాం పశూనాం మాభేర్మారోమో ఏషాం కించనామమత యాతే రుద్ర శివా తను శివా విశ్వాః భేషజీ శివా రుద్రస్య భేషజీ తయా నో మృడ జీవసే ఇమాగుం రుద్రాయ తవసే కపర్దినే క్షయద్వీరాయ ప్రభరామహే మతిం యథా నశ్చమసద్విపదే చతుష్పదే విశ్వం పుష్టం గ్రామే అస్మిన్ ననాతురం మృడానో రుద్రోదనో మయస్కృధి క్షయద్వీరాయ నమసా విధేమతే యచ్ఛం చ యోశమనురాయజే పితా తదశ్యామ తవ రుద్ర ప్రణీతౌ మానో మహాంతముతమానో అర్భకం మాన ఉక్షంతముతమాన ఉక్షితం మానో వధీర్ పితరం మోత మాతరం ప్రియామానః తనువో రుద్రలీలిషః మానస్తోకేతన ఏ మాన ఆయుషి మానో గోషు మానో అశ్వేషురీరిషః వీరాన్ మానో రుద్రభామితో వధీర్హవిష్మంతో నమసా విధేమతే ఆరాత్రే గోఘ్న ఉత పూరుషఘ్నే క్షయద్వీరాయ సుం నమస్మేతే అస్తు రక్షా చ నో అధి చ దేవ బ్రూహ్యథా చ న శర్మ యచ్ఛద్విబర్హా సుభిశ్రుతం గర్త సదం యువానం మృగన్న భీమముపహత్నుగ్రం మృడా చరిత్రే రుద్రస్తవానో అన్యంతే అస్మన్నివ పంతు సేనాః పరిణో రుద్రస్య హేతిర్వృణక్తు పరిత్వేషస్య దుర్మతిరఘాయో అవస్థిరా భగవద్భ్యస్తనుష్వమీభస్తోకాయతనయాయ మృడయ మీభుష్ట తమ శివో నుమనాభవ పరమే వృక్షాయుధన్ నిధాయ కృత్తిం వసాన ఆచర పినాకం బిభ్రదాగహి వికిరిద విలోహిత నమస్తే అసుభగః యాస్తే సహస్రగుం హేతయోన్యమస్మన్నివపంతులాః సహస్రాణి సహస్రధా బాహువోస్తవ హేతయః తాసామీశానో భగవః పరాచీనా ముఖాకృతి సహస్రాణి సహస్రశోయే రుద్రాధిభూమ్యా తేషాగుం సహస్రయోజనే వధన్వాని తన్మసి అస్మిన్ మహత్యర్ణవేందరిక్షే భవాధి నీలగ్రీవాశితికంఠాశ్చర్వా అధః క్షమాచరాః నీలగ్రీవాశితికంఠాదివగుం రుద్రా ఉపశ్రుతాః యే వృక్షేషు తస్పింజరా నీలగ్రీవా విలోహితాః యే భూతానామధిపతయో ఋషిఖాసక్కపర్దినః యే అన్యేషు వివిధ్యంతి పాత్రేషు పిబతో జనాన్ యే పథాం పథి రక్షయ ఐలభృదాయ వ్యుధః యే తీర్థాని ప్రచరంతి శృగావంతో నిషంగిణః య ఏతావంతశ్చ భూయాగుంసశ్చ దిశో రుద్రావితస్థిరే తేషాగుం సహస్రయోజనే వధన్వాని తన్మసి నమో రుద్రేభ్యో యే పృథివ్యాం యేంతరిక్షే యే దివి యేషామన్నం వాతో వర్షమిషవస్తేభ్యో దశ ప్రాచీర్దశ దక్షిణాదశ ప్రతీచీర్దశోదీచీర్దశోర్ధ్వాస్తేభ్యో నమస్తే నో మృడయంతు తేయం ద్విష్మో యశ్చ నో ద్వేష్టితం భోజం భేదధామి త్ర్యంబకం యజామహే సుగంధిం పుష్టివర్ధనం ఉర్వారుకమివ బంధనాన్ మృత్యోర్ముక్షీయమామృతాత్ యో రుద్రో అగ్నౌ యో అప్సుయ ఓషధీషు యో రుద్రో విశ్వా భువనా వివేశ తస్మై రుద్రాయ నమో అస్తు ఏతే సహస్రమయుతం పాశా మృత్యో మర్త్యాయ హంతవే తాన్యజ్ఞస్య మాయయా సర్వానవయజామహే మృత్యవే స్వాహా ప్రాణానాం గ్రంథిరసి రుద్రోహా విశాంతకః తేనాన్నేనాప్యాయస్వ నమో రుద్రాయ విష్ణవే మృత్యుర్మే పాహి తముష్టుహి యస్విషు సుధన్వాయో విశ్వస్య క్షయతి భేషజస్య యక్ష్వా మహేసౌ మనసాయ రుద్రం నమో భిర్దేవమసురం దువస్య అయం మే హస్తో భగవాన్ అయం మే భగవత్తరః అయం మే విశ్వభేషజోయగుం శివాభిమర్షణః ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః జాతవేదసేసు న వామసో మమరాతి యతో నిదహాతి వేదః స నః పర్షదతి దుర్గాణి విశ్వానావేవ సింధుం దురితాత్యగ్నిః తామగ్నివర్ణాం తపసా జ్వలంతీం వైరోచనీం కర్మఫలేషు జుష్టాం దుర్గాం దేవీగుం శరణమహం ప్రపన్నః మధ్యే సుతరసి తరసే నమః అగ్నే త్వం పారయానవ్యో అస్మాన్ స్వస్తిభిరతి దుర్గాణి విశ్వా పూష్య పృథ్వీ బహుళాన ఉర్వీ భవాదోగాయతనయాయ శయ్యో విశ్వానినో దుర్గః జాత వేదః సింధున్ననావాదురితాతిపర్షీ అగ్నే అత్రివన్మనసా గృణానోస్మాకం బోధ్య వితాతనూనాం పృతనాజితగుం సహమానముగ్రమగ్నిగుం హువేమ పరమాత్సధస్తాత్ సనః పర్షదతి దుర్గాణి విశ్వాక్షామద్దేవో అతిదురితాత్యగ్నిః ప్రత్నోషి కమీఢ్యో అధ్వరేషు సనాచహోతానవ్యశ్చ సత్సి స్వాంచాగ్నే తనువం పిప్రయస్వాస్మభ్యం చ సౌభగమాయజస్వ గోభిర్జుష్టమయుజో నిషిక్తం తవేంద్ర విష్ణోరను సంచరేమ నాకస్య పృష్టమభి సంవతానో వైష్ణవీం లోక ఇహ మాదయంతాం కాత్యాయనాయ విద్మహే కన్యకుమారి ధీమహి తన్నో దుర్గిః ప్రచోదయాత్ స్వస్తి ప్రజాభ్యః పరిపాలయంతా న్యాయేన మార్గేణ మహీమహీషా గోబ్రాహ్మణేభ్యః శుభమస్తు నిత్యం సమస్తలోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్తలోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్తలోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. మై సాల్యూటేషన్స్ టు ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్, ఆల్ నోయింగ్, ఆల్ మైటీ, అవర్ బిలవడ్ లార్డ్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి. రెస్పెక్టెడ్ ఎల్డర్స్, ఫెలో పిలిగ్రిమ్స్, బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, స్టూడెంట్స్, both boys and girls, Sai Ram to all of you. Our lives are going through a great loss. Nothing can fill the vacuum that Bhagwan has left us with. Nobody in this world will be able to fill this void in our lives. Some mysterious, indefinable characteristics set him apart from all of us. It wasn't his mere personality that captivated those who knew him, those who heard his words and witnessed his life know that his life was different from all other men. Divinity incarnate was obvious. His only credentials were himself. He always attracted people from all around the world. He taught us the purest and most sublime ethics, which through the moral precepts and maxims of the wisest men of antiquity far into the shade. He never claimed to be a religious leader or pushed an ambitious agenda. He ministered almost entirely outside the establishment of religious framework. He did not only teach or expound his message, he was identical with his message. He is the most deeply valued and the most fascinating of human experiences that we can explore. If we spend great amounts of time contemplating on him, we are likely to perceive him in more sophisticated ways, so that the importance of physical characteristics declines while interest in spiritual values increases. There are instances with him which are intellectually inadmissible to us, yet we know that they are thoroughly within our experience. Swami means so many things to so many people. Expansion is my life, he said. Swami always was, Swami always is, Swami always will be. Bhagwan is the past, the present, and the future. Bhagwan has always encouraged women's participation in all activities from all walks of life, from all parts of the world. He has emphasized by bringing in the lives of great and noble women of this country and elsewhere, and showed us how the female aspect of creation can do wonders. In the February 2005, when Bhagwan inaugurated Sri Satyasai Ashrama Women's Welfare Trust, his vision for the trust was to meet these same ideals. In trust meetings with him, I observed he always expressed concern for the welfare of women in their economic upliftment. He said this trust should serve as a model for others to follow. He was also very concerned about the economic uplift of Indian villages. Now we are left with his immense blessings and teachings. We will celebrate his life day after day, forevermore. At this juncture, let us not meddle with his work, but mend our lives and egos so that we are eligible for every dawn to do his noble work. Let's remember that he is that pure fire and not play with. Parama Pavitramaina Agni Swarupul Swami, అటువంటి పరమ పవిత్రునితో మనం అగ్నితో చెలగాట్లాడొద్దు అనేది మరీ మరీ గుర్తు చేసుకుందాం. లెట్స్ ఆల్ హంబ్లీ వర్క్ టుగెదర్ ఇన్ అవర్ ఇండివిజువల్ కెపాసిటీస్ యాజ్ డెవోటీస్. లెట్స్ ప్రే దట్ హీ విల్ గివ్ అస్ ద స్ట్రెంగ్త్ టు మూవ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ విత్ హిజ్ వర్క్. లెట్స్ హ్యావ్ ద బ్రాడ్ విజన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ హిజ్ ప్రెజెన్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ ద పోర్టల్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రశాంత నిలయం or the trusts or the organizations. Nothing can limit Swami. Let's know the distinction that he may have started the trusts, the institutions, the organizations or whatsoever, but he is not identical with them or limited by them. Let's embrace people from all around the world and encourage them to spread his message of love all, serve all. In conclusion, I would like to say a prayer. Swami, you were my strength when I was weak. You were my eyes when I could not see. You gave me the wings so that I can fly. You touched my hand and I could touch the sky. When I lost faith in my life, you gave it to me. You stood by me, and I am grateful to you. I am blessed today because I am loved by you. Jai Sai Ram. This morning we begin our program with three speakers, followed by the bhajans. The first is Dr. Malathi Srinivasan. She comes from a family of devotees. She's an alumni of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and she's a gold medalist in both bachelor's and master's courses in biosciences. Her PhD is from the University of Chennai in biochemistry, followed by a postdoctoral fellowship from the Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore, also in the field of biochemistry. She is the recipient of the junior, senior and postdoctoral research fellowships from the Government of India. Dr. Malathi also served as a visiting scientist at the University of Iowa in United States. And she is currently working as a principal scientist with the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, Bangalore. And the second speaker for today is Mrs. Madhuri Naganan, a long-term devotee of Bhagwan and a trustee of Sri Satya Sai Ishwama Women's Welfare Trust. And the last but not the least speaker, our third speaker, is Mrs. Phyllis Crystal. Mrs. Crystal has been a devotee of Swami's since 1973. Even at the age of 97 today, she continues to inspire. She travels to many different countries giving talks to devotees and teaches the method that Baba told her to spread to as many people in the world as possible. Baba also blessed her writing several books. I request the speakers to take the podium in the order called. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved mother, Sai. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. At the outset, I would like to offer my deepest sense of gratitude to Bhagwan for giving me this lifetime opportunity, something that I've been longing for several years, since the time I left the portals of the Institute in 1994. I do not know why Swami did not give me this chance all these years, but chose to give me that today. Probably he wanted me to be the first Mahila's Day speaker in his physical absence, so that maybe I would further my faith in his omnipresence. But then Swami, we do not have a choice. We have to firmly believe in your omnipresence omnipotence and omniscience. We probably believe and understand your divine statement better. You telling us that there is only one God and He is omnipresent. Yes, Swami, you always were, you are, and you will be. I fondly recall some of the instances when I was a student at Anantapur. We used to come to Parthi to see Swami from Anantapur. And He would demonstrate His omnipresence to us, which was not that very apparent to me at that age. But looking back, I understand what it was. He used to pinpoint at some of us, some of the individual students, and ask them questions about the things that they have done in Anantapur, which is several kilometers from here. And these are things like we are not supposed to do, you know, like going from one room to another or talking during study hours, making noise with our plates and glasses. And when we come to Parthi for darshan, Swami used to pinpoint at us and ask, why did you do that? And it used to shock us about His omnipresence, and we would just smile away and say, sorry, Swami. I had a personal experience myself about His omniscience. This was during my first year in Anantapur, away from home for the first time, missing home terribly. And generally the newcomers, they get rid of this homesickness and these blues, even as they enjoy the royal treatment from Bhagwan during the summer course in Vrindavan. But I do not know why Swami chose to admit me as a special student in Anantapur. So I joined the group much later. I had missed the summer course. And by the time I had joined, all the students were akin to both the institute and the hostel discipline. So here I was left alone, very homesick. So one evening I sit there with a letter from home, tears swelling my eyes. I sit on the terrace looking at the Lion Mountain there in Anantapur. Complete disbelief as to how many kilometers, how many mountains I need to cross to just go home, because I wanted to go back to my parents that very moment. I cried, sobbed. I yelled at Swami. I said, why were you so merciless to get me so away from home? And I started questioning His omniscience and omnipresence, which was what was told to me even as I joined Anantapur. And I was like, Swami, are you really omniscient? And then I decided to test Him. You know, very young at that time, you don't know the seriousness. So I just told Swami, look, I like this milk sweet, they call the peda. I like that. I need that now. If you were really omniscient, can you get me that? And none of you here will certainly believe me, I'm sure. A second later, there was a bell which summoned all of us to the dining hall to collect sweets, the prasad that Swami had sent from Puttaparthi. So I knew my prayer was kind of answered, but was not ready to accept it fully, so it was not it. So I went there, stood in the line to receive my sweet, and I was peeping from the line to see what was actually being distributed. And I see this laddu in everybody's hand. So I was very victorious. I told Swami, yes, fine, you did send us sweets, but you did not send me the sweet that I wanted. So I am victorious. You are not omniscient. Again, I'm still getting goosebumps. Unbelievable. It was my turn to receive the sweet. And what did I find in my hand? The milk sweet that I had wanted. I mean, it might sound a little trivial here, but that was a great revelation. A great revelation for me about the omniscience of Bhagwan, which kept me back for 3 solid years in Anantapur, away from home. And my parents will accept that I refused to even go for vacation to my hometown. I stayed back most of the times, never wanted to be with them after that. So I'm sure many of us here will be having a tale or two to share, you know, about these divine qualities of Bhagwan. We have all been experiencing, we have experienced, and we will continue to experience the continuous materialization of Viputi and the beautiful footprints of little Satya and the tiles of Sundaram in Chennai. All these are just few examples of how Swami is showing us His omnipresence. These 3 qualities, the omnipresence, the potence, and the omniscience of Bhagwan are divine qualities of an avatar. They are just there to make us believe that he is even beyond the divine personality. This is not something that I am telling you all for the first time, and we have been reading it several times, we have experienced it. But now the time has come for us to actually believe in this, because we had the physical form all along. And today it is a very emotional day for me that I've been given this opportunity to talk in his physical absence. But then I told myself that if I were to talk about omnipresence and omniscience, then I shouldn't actually be missing the physical form. And since today is Mahila's Day, I thought I would share a few thoughts about women. And we all know that there have been several of them, several women who have shaped the society, either directly or indirectly, prominently or subtly. And we had our own dear old Ishwarama, Mother Ishwarama, whose greatest gift to the society has been the beautiful Satya. And what a fortunate Kali Yuga Yashoda was she. And when the whole world respects and worships, thousands of devotees worshipping the Sai Narayana amidst her, and she is in complete bliss with her Satya Narayana. The love, glory and innocence of Mother Ishwarama is well known, and anything said here I think would only be an understatement. Similarly, we had several women. We had Mother Teresa, who was the personification of all the qualities that a woman is supposed to have. In fact, Swami has said that women by all means are greater than men, because they are bestowed with 7 powers, namely Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Ananda, and above all, tolerance and spirituality, unlike men who have only 3 powers. So definitely women are at a higher plane than men, but then we have better responsibilities as well. We are supposed to nurture ideal kids into the society. We are supposed to be good wives at home. We are supposed to be responsible workers in the society. Swami had always wanted righteous mothers, because as the thought for the day today goes, an ideal mother definitely makes an ideal nation. And probably that was the reason why he started a women's college way back in 1968, when education for women was not even that common in India. So it was basically the vision of Mother Ishwarama to have a college for women, and Swami decided to fulfill this. And in one of his discourses in 1966, he said, and I quote, "It is not my view that women should not get educated. They should have education. They may also take up jobs. And they should live up to the obligations and glory of womanhood," end quote. And in a matter of 2 years, there stood a magnificent building in Anantapur, which still today shines as the women's campus of the Satya Sai University. Bhagwan was also not against women going for job. If that were the case, we would have all not had the good fortune of being trained by such wonderful teachers, be it either in his school or in his college. So it was just that Swami wanted women to be in all facets of life, but he just wanted us to be responsible in the society. He once said in 1998, and I quote again, "It's nowhere stated in any sacred text that women should only cook and not do work like men. Women have a work culture which is much better than men," end quote. So he just wanted us to always stand by Dharma and be sincere in our work. And all the same, he had also taught us how to be good wives, how to be good daughters-in-law, and above all, good mothers in the society. I remember in our final year interview with Bhagwan, this was mainly the focus of his talk to us. He said that when you go out of the institution, I want every one of them to look up at you and say that here comes a Sai student. I want you to be good daughters-in-law. And he stressed so much on that aspect. And he told us that mother-in-law is actually mother-in-love. Remember that. So I guess these were the greatest learnings that we got at the portals of the institute, which help us go on till now. And there are many of my friends here from the institute. and from school, all the girls in very responsible positions in the country and elsewhere today. And it's not like we do not have eventualities. In fact, I do face a lot of eventualities in my profession. But every time I know I'm being bailed out. Every time I know there is a hand that is holding me and supporting me and getting me out of this. And who else it is other than Swamis, the omnipresent, omniscient Lord. So for people who are in Puttaparthi, I do understand that the physical form does make a lot of difference. But for a person like me who had not had the fortune of frequenting Puttaparthi that many times, I have always lived in the omnipresence of Bhagwan. So I guess he has decided that the time has come for all of us to get further belief in that, that he is all pervasive, he is always there with us, he will never leave us. I know it is very difficult, we may find it so very difficult to live in his physical absence, but then it is required for us, with all the training that he has imparted, with all the many discourses that we have listened to him, I guess he has always wanted us to raise ourselves a level above. He wanted us to be something, show something like the Madhura Bhakti that Radha had so explicitly demonstrated, and which Swami had actually shared with a set of brothers in Vrindavan, the whole Radha Krishna story. And there is also an anecdote which says that Swami was actually in tears, taking his kerchief and wiping his tears, just recalling how devoted and divine Radha's love for Krishna was. And it seems when Krishna wanted to leave for Madhura, he was perplexed. How would I even go and tell Radha that I'm leaving? How would I even face her? So he goes very hesitantly to Radha, and there he is, to his greatest surprise, he sees Radha with a big broad smile. But what Krishna was thinking was, she's going to be in tears. How do I control her? How am I even going to convince her that I'm leaving her? And the entire Gokulam was in tears. So obviously it's expected of Radha, who is, you know, much more a beloved of Krishna, to be crying. But what Krishna saw was a completely different scene. Radha was there, strong and bold, because she always believed in his omnipresence, right? And she tells him, Krishna, why are you so sad and depressed? Are you scared what will happen to me if you leave me and go away? My Lord, how can you even leave me? For even if you leave me physically, can you ever leave my heart? Or can you ever leave my thoughts? Even if you will to leave me, Krishna, you cannot, because you're already trapped in the cage of my loving heart, so you can never leave me. I only wish that all of us here can someday say this to our Sai Krishna. I guess Swami wants us to elevate ourselves, raise ourselves to that level wherein we'll believe more in his omnipresence. And if we continue to be ideal Sai devotees and continue with the same devotion and faith, take just one step towards him and we know he will take 1,000 towards us. All that we need is faith, steady faith in the Lord, in his omnipresence and omnipotence. The same words will still hold good. Why fear when I am here? Yes, Bhagwan is always there with us. He is always here. He always will be. I would just like to conclude my talk with a few of my favorite lines from a song, to which actually I miss Swami here, for which he would so beautifully sway his head to. And it goes, when dark clouds fill your skies, hiding sunshine from your eyes, when things are getting rough and you feel enough is enough, and when life seems so unfair and no one seems to care, say his name, see his form and hold on. Hold on to Bhagwan, he will never leave you. Dear brothers and sisters, every one of us here will definitely be able to see him, feel him and experience him, because he is the omnipresent Lord. Sai Ram.
అనంతకోటి బ్రహ్మాండ నాయక రాజాదిరాజ్ యోగిరాజ్ పరబ్రహ్మ శ్రీ సచిదానంద సద్గురు సత్యసాయి బాబా, ఐ ఆఫర్ మై కోటి కోటి ప్రణామ్స్ ఎట్ యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ రివియర్డ్ ఎల్డర్స్ బ్రదర్స్ సిస్టర్స్ స్టూడెంట్స్ సాయిరామ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ. బాబా హ్యాస్ బీన్ ద గైడింగ్ ఫోర్స్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ మై చైల్డ్హుడ్ యాజ్ షిర్డి సాయి. లాంగ్ బిఫోర్ ఐ వాజ్ బ్లెస్డ్ విత్ బాబాస్ దర్శన్ ఐ వాజ్ అ డివోటీ ఆఫ్ షిర్డి బాబా. ఐ హ్యాపెన్ టు మీట్ మై హస్బెండ్ జస్ట్ ఆఫ్టర్ హిస్ ఫస్ట్ ట్రిప్ టు షిర్డి, యాజ్ దో షిర్డి బాబా వాంటెడ్ హిమ్ టు టేక్ హిస్ దర్శన్ ఫస్ట్ అండ్ టు బ్లెస్ హిమ్ బిఫోర్ హీ మీట్స్ మీ. My prayers to Shirdi Baba would always be with an argument as why I was deprived of his pratyaksha darshan, why was I not there when God descended on Mother Earth. I wanted to see God, have Pada Namaskar and speak to him. I would plead with Baba to please show me the God. I don't know how, but I have to see God. My prayers to Shirdi Baba were answered by Parthi Swami. I visited Bangalore. Baba gave us darshan in the old building at Vrindavan, before Trai Vrindavan was constructed. I had his darshan, sparshan and sambhashan. He blessed our wedding and assured the elders that the wedding would be long and affectionate, and it has been ordained by him that our family would have an opportunity to be under his umbrella and serve his institutions. Instances of divine grace are too numerous to recount, but almost at every stage in our life, Baba was there. During our marriage, during the birth of our three children, during the birth of our grandchildren, the grace of Bhagwan has flowed without a break and in full measure. Today is observed as Ladies' Day. Many years ago, Bhagwan Baba blessed this practice. It is a day to highlight the role of women and to pay tribute to the great service and sacrifices which women have to make all through their lives. Bhagwan Baba, in his divine manifestation on Mother Earth, recognized the contribution of women for upliftment of human race. The Taittiriya Upanishad proclaims Matru Devo Bhava, meaning, believe that Mother is a manifestation of God. Baba demonstrated it by respecting his mother Ishwara Magaru. Though Baba was divine, he conducted himself as human being. He played the role to perfection by placing Mother Ishwaramma on a divine pedestal, revering her, following her, adoring her and loving her. All the public service activities which Baba undertook, like the hospitals, university and drinking water projects, were inspired by his mother. The first principle we need to bear in mind is respect for Mother. And this was demonstrated by Baba by thought, word and deed. While emphasizing the importance of seva in setting up seva organizations in India and all over the world, Baba gave the motto, love all, serve all. Service is the pathway to God. In this adventure of service, Baba encouraged women and set up Mahila Vibhag. He chose the leaders, gave them direct personal instructions for the programs to be organized for upliftment of women. He encouraged women to join hands in all seva activities by giving women the task most appropriate to them. He made loving inquiries about the welfare of the women in samitis, in villages, in cities all over the world. In thus redeemed women and paid them a tribute by guiding them towards the ultimate goal of devotion as a means to realize God. Baba set up a women's college at Anantapur, staffed by women, managed by women. He showed great care and concern for all students and teachers. This demonstrates that Baba was imparting great spiritual training for women. This was in the firm belief that good values in the family would give rise to harmony in society, which would in turn lead to peace in the world. This was the grand design of Baba. On this occasion of Ladies' Day, for most of us who have had such bountiful blessings, it is a time to rededicate our lives to tread the path shown by him, to take a pledge to love and serve, to sacrifice for our families, for society, to develop devotion and deeper spirituality. I would like to end my talk with a fervent prayer to my beloved Bhagwan Baba to continue guiding us and blessing us as his children, and reassuring that we will be steadfast in our devotion and pledge to be worthy daughters of the Almighty Father. Jai Sai Ram.
I'm going to say Sai Ram to the Baba within every one of you, because he is in every one of you and in everywhere we look. I don't know whether you have noticed that since his passing, he's much more available for all of us, everywhere, constantly guiding us. I remember a long time ago, back in 1973, when my husband and I first went, or came rather, no, went, it was in Whitefield, to see him. And in those days, there were very few white people people from different countries. And he would always give a farewell interview in those days. And I was very curious. This was our first experience of Baba. And I was wondering, what are we going to do next? Do we come back, or do we just live our lives? And so I, in those days, was very shy. But I did get enough courage to ask him, "What do we do, Baba? Now we've come to see you. Do we come back? What is your advice?" And I shall always remember, he pointed his finger at me and he said, "First, you must remember, you do not need to come back to see this little body," pointing to himself. And there was a pause to let that message sink in. And next he said, "You must find me my counterpart in your own heart." And then there was another pause. And he said, "Yes, you will come back to be re-energized." So many of us, of course, have been coming back regularly to be re-energized. And now so many people are wondering what to do next, just as I did way back in 1973. And I feel that it's incredibly important for us not to think of Baba in that physical body. He once showed me a wonderful inner scene. He came to me as Arva, yes, but shining with a wonderful gleaming light body. And I was startled. It was when he had his first operation, his first hip operation, and we were in Whitefield. And when he left for the hospital, the whole hall was completely emptied. Nobody was allowed in there. But in my inner scene, I was astonished. He was up on the dais, but not like our father, whom we all recognize. Yes, in the middle was the Baba we recognize, but all around was this wonderful, wonderful light. And I was so overcome with the incredible image he was giving me. And then it was as if I heard his voice in my head, as sometimes does happen. And what he said was, "This is my real body, not the one you come to visit." And from that light body, he went on to explain, and it was coming into my mind, and I was really quite startled, that he could project himself from that real body, the real Baba, into the body we know, but also he could appear anywhere in the world, as he has often done, and as he can now even more easily, since he's not in this body that we all love so much. Yes, we see his samadhi, but that's not where Baba is. That reminds us, of course, of how we used to love to come to see him. But that's not his most important message. That's why I can't think of him buried in this grave. No, that makes him too small. He's everywhere in all of us. So when I was asked to come today to speak to all of you, I knew that I couldn't possibly give you the impression that I was mourning. I'm not mourning his loss, and we shouldn't. He doesn't want us to. That makes him too small. He's everywhere. And I remember one time when we were waiting for him to come into an interview, and he looked around at us all, and we were wondering what he was going to say this time, or what he was going to do this time. And he said, "We are all like light bulbs." And we were all rather astonished. He said, "Yes, some of you will radiate maybe 20 wattage. Some of you may be 60 or 80, but Baba radiates thousands of light bodies, And this is his message. It's the Baba in each one of you that I want to address today. And not mourn him, no. It's a relief that he's out of that body. I felt such compassion when I saw him so sick. We should rejoice that he's no longer here. Yes, we miss him, of course. Yes, we would ask him to do things for us. But again, I remember he said, "I have come and I will give you whatever you ask, hoping that at some time you will ask me what I have come to give you." And that is another of his most important sayings. Many people have said to me, but he's not there anymore. I can't ask him for this or that or the other. Of course he's everywhere. But why don't we all just ask, what have you come to give me? How can you use me as your instrument? This is his most basic message. This is one we can all follow. We don't have to be brilliant. We don't have to have college degrees. It doesn't matter who we are. We are all, in his eyes, equally important. And I remember when I first understood that, it was such a huge relief. I had always been brought up that I was insignificant, probably wouldn't amount to anything in England when the rules were very strict. And it was such a relief to be told by Baba that we're all equal in his eyes. Nobody is any worse than anyone else. Nobody is any better. We are all equal because we're not these bodies. We're not these minds. We're not these monkey minds, as he always referred to them. They are what gets in the way. We have to make contact with, as he said to me all those years ago, with who we really are, the light within us, so that we can go anywhere in the world and shine that light and see it in everyone else. That's his most important message right now. Not that he's buried here. No, no, no. That makes him much too difficult to be in contact with. We should look at everyone around here today and see his image. Because when he showed me this incredible light body, he also said, in my mind again, to my astonishment, when you concentrate on this light body that I'm showing you, it will bring you closer to the light body in other people, but also in yourself. This is his message. This is what he really wants us to learn, but also to live. Yes, he's given us wonderful, wonderful teachings. So many of them, it's a little confusing. We don't know which one to follow. But he's also always said, just follow one. And I remember so many times, he would say, I've spoken to you, I've written my messages, my teachings, but I want you to practice those in your everyday life. So we have to realize that we are, each one of us, never mind our age, never mind whether we're a man or a woman, a mother or a grandmother or a grandfather, we can all radiate his love. We can all be his instruments. And that means always, what do you want to give me? How do you want to use me? I always remember reading a wonderful quote from Baba. And oddly enough, just before I left home to come here, I found it on my desk. And it still is an extraordinarily wonderful message that we have to concentrate on who we are. We need to say yes to him, but not yes, let me be this way or that way or that or another way, but yes, use us as your instrument. That's his most important message. We can be his messengers. This particular one was, when you say yes to me, We all need to say, yes, the Father, use me as your instrument. Not the way I want you to use me. Not the way other people want to use us. But how does Baba want to use us? I think when I first went to see Baba all those years ago, when I was afraid to open my mouth and speak to anyone, and I remember another interview when I was supposed to be giving my very first seminar in my own birth country in England, I was terrified. We went to Baba first, and then we'd go to England. And he said to me, Mrs. Crystal, why are you so worried? And I just told him, I'm terrified. We're going to England, and for the very first time, I have to give a talk, and I can't. And he looked at me with a wonderful smile, making fun of me, but in a lovely, loving way. And he said, but Mrs. Crystal, you talk all day long. I said, yes, but only to one person at a time. And he said, but one plus one plus one plus one equals one. All are one. And then he gave me the most extraordinary advice. He said, when you're giving your talk, think of just one person. You're only talking to the God self in each person. You only need to talk to one. So we left and went to England. And I stood up and I thought, oh my God. Oh, and he said also, but I will help you. And I stood there, and they were all therapists, very, very uptight. What is this woman going to teach us? And I said to him inside my head, okay, you promised. Now it's up to you. And to my surprise, the words just came. And it lasted the whole weekend. But then, the way I was in those days, I said, yes, but that's just one time. Will it ever happen again? And then, the next time, I repeated it and remembered what he'd said. And again it worked. And it's continued to work. We all need to say yes to Baba, not to the Baba that's buried here, but to the Baba that's everywhere in the world, in every one of you. Another interview I remember so distinctly. He came dancing into the room and looked around at us all. And he said, who do you think I see when I look into your eyes? We hadn't a clue, any of us. And he said, when I look into your eyes, I see a reflection of myself. So we need, when we look into someone else's eyes, to see the reflection of Baba, who's everywhere now, not just here at the ashram, certainly not in the grave there. I can't bow to the grave. No, I'm sorry. I have to bow to all of you, because you are who he is, scattered in all the different countries. And we have an enormous mission. We're all part of his mission. And it's an incredible opportunity. It's an incredible blessing. We don't know what's going to happen. Many people are terrified. What's going to happen in 2012? Does it matter? No. Because if we are really saying yes to Baba, he will put us wherever we're needed to help others. We don't have to worry. This has been proven my entire very long life. He's always there when we call but not here in Puttaparthi. Yes, he was the wonderful example of how we all can be. Giving, yes, loving by all means. That's what he wants to teach us. So I have learned that when I really ask for his love to flow into me, and then I remember him vital, alive, joking, laughing, joyful, then I can imagine that his love is really flowing into me, and from my own Baba as well. He used to call it to me God Self. I like to call it Baba Self. And then we can just radiate it to others. This is what we all need to do. Look at how many people there are here. A whole army. And what are we going to do? We have to follow his mission now. We have to take over. He's not here in his wonderful form any longer. But you know, he's always told us not to be attached to that form, that he would leave sometime. And I think he had to leave, because if he had lived much longer, not listening to what he told, with us not listening to what he told us, that he's not the body, it would not have helped us. He's freed us now. Now we have to find his counterpart in our own heart. So right now, why don't you just look at whoever is sitting next to you and realize that here is an example of Baba. Here are examples. Here are examples. And see who he is within you. Because we're all walking temples. He told us that in an interview long ago. Came dancing into the room, looked around and said, "You don't know who you are. You think you're the body. No, you're all walking temples. The temple, the body, contains your real self." So we need now that he's not here any longer to use him, yes, as our example of Baba showering his love everywhere to everyone, so that we practice the most important lesson that he's taught any of us. Radiate his love wherever you are in the world. Be a light. Be a light to everyone. Not from your ego, not because you're special, not because you're brilliant, and certainly not because of that monkey mind that gets in the way. And the other thing, of course, is that we really do need to remove the covers over our light. And they are all of our habits, all of our negative qualities, or negative traits rather. We all have all of them. We don't always recognize it. I remember one time when we were at the ashram, there was one woman from the United States who broke every single rule. And we were all horrified that she was the one, a woman, that Bob took for a ride in his car. And all the youth that were there at that time came to many of us, said, "Why does she get such a wonderful privilege? And we have to be so strict. And she breaks every rule. It's not fair." And in those days, Jack Hislop always was able to ask Baba questions. So we asked him, we said, "The youth are in rebellion. They don't understand. Will you please ask Baba?" And this was Baba's answer. First of all, the next morning, it was in Whitefield, and we were all there, and Baba went up to Jack Hislop and said, "Hislop, you have a question." And he said, "Yes. The youth are very worried. They have to go along with all the rules, and it's very difficult for them. When you take this lady who breaks every rule in your car, which is the most wonderful privilege." And Baba smiled and said, "I do it on purpose to stir up in everyone the jealousy, the envy that nobody wants to look at. We have to work on ourselves, not criticize someone else. You can't change anyone else. You may think you can, but it doesn't last. They may put on a good act just to please you, but they won't change. Not when you just tell them to. You can only change yourself." And we have so many of his teachings. There are so many of them. We have to use them, especially now that he's not here. He's left a body of teachings. He's left all of us as parts of him. So let's not mourn. It's not a sad occasion. He's freed us as he's freed ourselves. So we do need, though, to work on ourselves so that we will be able to recognize, yes, I'm jealous. Yes, I'm selfish. Yes, I'm greedy. Yes, I'm envious. Yes, I get angry. And then let go. He always used to say, "Just give those qualities to me. I can handle them." So this will be the way for us to really see Baba in everyone. Not to criticize the personality. No, that's just the temple. The real person is what Baba symbolized, what he epitomized, what he showed us as an example. So right now, let's look around at everyone in this room and feel, yes, I too have a wonderful light body that's my real self. Let me send the light to all the people in the room here and to everyone you meet. Then you will be a light to take Baba's message, to continue his wonderful life. Om Sai Ram.
Oh, Thank you.
Shine.